Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Morning, hello everybody.
I know what day it is today,
Tanya. Tuesday.
Yeah, because I just saw your recorder.
Rockin' Recorder's Day.
The only day I know, because I've lost track of days, is Tuesday because I see your recorder ready to go there for later on.
Yeah.
How's things going, you lot?
Very good, thank you very much.
I don't know why I yelled.
I know. Calm the farm, step in.
On about an hour's sleep. Should be a good show.
Well, speaking of farms, I just showed you the photo of Morpeth Bridge.
Yeah, oh,
if you too are bored on a Monday or a Tuesday or any night of the week, in fact, Morpeth Bridge is lit up to celebrate their 200th birthday, and I took the fam for a drive last night.
And what a night that'll be. I'll be going tonight. What do you do after you drive over the bridge?
I must say, the attraction doesn't last very long.
I understand. Don't worry, mate, I understand. You know me with lights.
Yeah, it's
I will go and look at anything that's lit up.
Yep. Well, you literally, you drive across the bridge. You might turn around just in that little Wright's family lane
There's a pub straight there, you know, on the
corner.
There
is.
Oh, well, I went towards, like, Hinton Duckenfield.
Right, yeah.
Not Duckenfield, Hinton. So I turned around and then we drove back across and there you go. And home the pub wasn't open, by the way.
Home you go, Glen and Evie.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you drag Michael along? Or
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a whole family
God,
thing.
He's a good husband.
Michael, Mum, Dad.
He's such a good husband.
Why?
What do you reckon the odds are that Michael didn't feel like doing that?
Yeah, I reckon the odds were pretty high, Steve.
I tell you what, he was the one that suggested it.
Get out.
He did.
Wow.
Didn't he suggest it on his motorbike?
No. Oh. No, and he even offered to take my parents.
He's a
very good husband.
He is
very
a
thoughtful,
good husband,
isn't he?
I think he's chalking up brownie points because he's going away for 3 weeks and leaving me in January.
Yeah, you're right.
Makes a lot of sense.
You're right, yeah. You know why he's doing that?
Why?
Because he doesn't want a phone call every day.
He won't be getting one. I told him I'm taking a lover.
Fair enough, too.
I'm taking up a lover while you're away on your once-in-a-lifetime journey around Tasmania.
Exactly.
Don't think this isn't the first time that Tanya's taken up a lover. Years ago, if you were new to the show, Michael used to do a lot of travelling around the country in his job, hence the reason he doesn't do it more. Because I had to stop lying.
Well,
I'm sorry, Michael, but yes, she's taking a lover.
It's so dramatic, isn't it? I'm taking a lover because you're leaving me.
It's my favourite saying.
I know.
It's a great saying, isn't it?
And the way when Tanya does it, though, and we're out, and people, she'll go, I don't know, he's going away, I might take a lover. The way they look at her, because it sounds so convincing, they look at her like, wow, you're open.
What do you mean it sounds so convincing?
Oh, sorry.
Profile's up, I've just got to hit activate.
Yeah, well, you haven't got a recent photo, have you?
Nobody does that, Stephen.
Rookie, that'd be a rookie mistake.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you've got a perm in this one.
It's dangerous, Steve. We're away for a Tuesday. It is the 23rd of November.
Right now it's time for
Rockin' Recorder Ruse Day.
Just in this moment, something just happened and realised I'm at the lowest point of my radio career. Oh, it's so not. Everyone knows I love this segment, Tanya.
Yes, you do.
It's my favourite segment.
I hope you still love it after today.
Oh, well, good. No, it'll be fine. Tanya plays something on the recorder, you guess what it is. Today we've got tickets to the Gary Jubal and I Can Catch Killers live show. Now, it's at the next March.
Yep.
Lots of people dying to go there. Apparently, it's a good tour.
Yeah.
Really interesting stuff.
It includes a meet and greet, front row seats, all that sort of stuff, and a signed copy of Gary Jubelin's book.
So if you want to score that, you've got to ring through, though, because Tanya can then play you the song and you get the goodies.
Yeah. He's the former New South Wales detective, by the way.
Yes.
Involved in very high-profile cases, including William Tyrrell.
Yeah.
He was at the start, wasn't he?
Yeah.
133353, give us a call if you want that prize. All you got to do is solve this song Tanya's about to play on the recorder.
And he's very honest.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's no good going there if they're just going to cover stuff up. So
your mind will be blown.
Yes, it will, as it will be right now when you hear the dulcet playings of this recorder from Tanya. When are you... No, I won't ask you now.
I've had a sneak peek, Steve.
Okay.
You're going to enjoy... You love the song. I know you love the song.
Because you know we're not far away. We're only a few weeks away from breaking for Christmas, and I'm presuming there's going to be a Christmas song
coming.
Oh,
there will.
Oh, good.
There will.
But, you know, unless it's Buddy Jingle Balls, I don't know anybody by name. All right, we've got Debbie from Cessnock. Debbie, are you ready to go?
Yes, Yes, I'm ready.
Go, right, Tanya. Deb.
Now we're starting from the vocals at the beginning, Deb. Here we go.
Any idea?
Any
Deb?
Idea?
No, just, sorry.
Yeah, judging, I thought I'd cut in there, Tanya, judging by the fact that Debbie was hilariously laughing.
I forgot where I was. I thought I was at home. I was going to do the whole song.
And for a moment
sorry,
there,
Tanya.
For
it's
a
all
moment
right,
there, Deb, I just kind of looked into the sky and realised what was going on.
Sorry, Debbie.
I'm sorry, listeners. I'll pull her up earlier.
Please do.
I'm sorry, Dee. I was just drifting off there. You're beautiful playing. It was like I was in the high hills of Himalaya enjoying the sounds.
Adam's at Wollongong. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Tanya. How are you guys?
G'day, Adam. Good. All right, mate. I'm sorry to say we have to hear it again. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, good one, Adam. I didn't know either.
I've always been a supporter of your playing. What you're doing today should have red lights and gates. It's a train coming.
Okay.
Normally you get close. I think I know what it is, though.
Do you?
I do, but...
Write it down. Let me see.
I could be way off.
Janine's a redhead. Hello, Janine.
Hi. How are you?
Do you have any ideas?
I haven't heard it yet. Uh-oh. I've been on hold.
All right. Let's have a go. Am I playing alone with Janine, or are you two going to pay attention?
No, sorry. I was
writing down the song.
I was just handing Rosie a tip at Randwick today.
Hand it over this way.
Sorry, back to the segment.
Here we go.
No, I'm
smart. Should you play the hook, Janine?
I reckon we should
play the hook.
Well, just Janine, do you have any ideas?
No.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
No, come on, play the hook, mate. Yeah. Come on.
Okay. All right, Janine. Have a great day, Janine. We've got Darren here ready to hear the hook of the song. You ready, Darren?
Hello, Darren.
Yeah, all right.
Here we go, mate.
Here's the hook. You'll know this. No?
It's all right, I know it. I know it anyway.
What is it, Darren?
Do they know it's Christmas by their day?
Well done!
He knew it without the hook, so no.
Yeah, I knew it from the start.
Well done, you.
You deserve
you must
the
be
prize.
A fellow recorder player, are you, Darren?
Hang on.
Starting. Maybe my early days, but no.
Yeah.
Starting with the vocals, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, do it again, do it again.
Yeah, ready?
It's Christmas time. There's no time to be afraid. Wow, Darren.
You're very good.
That's
Darren
good,
again.
He is. He's very good. He deserves to go and see.
He does.
Gary Jubelin. iCats Killers, the live show next this March. You can book now at Ticketek. You've got tickets, meet and greet, sign book, all that, Darren.
Darren, when you meet Gary, could you suggest that we have someone that we want to put down and be arrested? For criminal acts against a... charity song.
It's all yours, Darren.
Okay, take us out.
All
mate.
Right,
do you want to go out with the start?
Yeah, I need to hear it.
Do you want to do the start or the hook?
Do you want to do... Well,
here we
we're
go,
coming
then.
From the start here in 3, 2, 1. Here comes the lyrics.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. It's Christmas time.
Rising, stop for a second. Hang on, sorry.
Nail on that.
There you go, Steve.
Never...
What's wrong with you?
What a skill to snort and play the recorder at the same time.
Yeah, it's an art.
You're a master. She's a master. That's unbelievable.
Well played.
That's so good to play a Christmas song finally. Even Mike said last night, you're not playing that tomorrow. It's still November. When he made you my boss, I'm playing it.
He better get on board.
Exactly.
Half the nation's
gone. We've all gone early.
Everyone's gone early.
Bob will be pleased.
He will.
Yeah, he loves hearing this song.
I can't believe he's going to get 20 cents of royalty out of that.
2017 is when the government first introduced Return and Earn. So it's been a rocky 4 years with other people dumpster diving.
Yes, I haven't slept on a Tuesday night for many years now. Would be nice if they didn't do it at 3 a.m.
I know. Well, look, I've got shout out where shout outs are due, because there is one guy. There's plenty in my area that come around and go through your bin looking for your bottles. They, funnily enough, make a beeline for my place. I don't know why, but there is one guy.
Our bottle collector, just from my house, just bought a new house in Carrington.
Well, this particular guy, he's so good. And if everyone could act like him,
yeah,
we would be a much more well-slept nation.
In what way is he good?
He comes along, he quietly takes out the stuff, the recyclable stuff that he doesn't want, places it on the road, and then he quietly removes all the bottles. He brings his own cardboard boxes, puts them all in neatly, loads them into his car, and then he gets the other recycled stuff and puts it back in your bin.
Good Lord.
And puts your bin straight.
Oh, please invite him to Carrington.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because there's ways and there's ways. Some people don't care. And there's a, they're like, you know, their little feet and arms are flying. And
oh, all I see is this a couple of work boots dangling out the top.
Exactly.
Tinkety-tink, crash-crash-tink. and then as he rides off on his pushy.
Oh, you get the pushy.
He's got the big box in front.
Well, Tanya's guy's driving a Range Rover.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Mine's saving up for one. He just bought a $2 million property.
Exactly.
Which he parks his bike in. Well, do you know what it is?
It's 10 cents a bottle, isn't it?
10 cents a bottle, yeah. 10 cents a bottle that Return Earns.
Can I be very honest with you? You know how we're on the farm on the weekend? Mm-hmm. Mike and I, because there's no garbage service up there, you've got to take your rubbish out. So we brought all the bottles. And I said to Mike, I know Lorcan's got an account for Return and Earn. Why don't we do that? So we, and he'll just get a couple of dollars in his account.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your kid. Yep. It was too hard. I brought the bottles home.
Yeah.
Anyone that has a Return and Earn account,
you
are
a
genius.
Oh, yeah.
They deserve every cent they get.
Signing up. Well, do you want to pay pallet? Do you want to do this? Do you want to stand on your head and bark like a dog? It was so hard.
Yeah. When Felix moved in last year, he goes, what are you doing in the bin? He goes, save and put the bottles out. You make money out of it. And I'm like, okay. I swear this is how it happened.
Okay.
Like, all right. So we got a little box.
Yeah.
Tink, tink, tink. I swear after about 2 months, there's like four bottles. Because it's just yellow bin there.
I know.
Like, I can't be stuffed. And good on to the people who can be stuffed.
Yeah.
I agree. So what you do then is just leave all the bottles beside the bin.
What?
Yeah.
They're in the bin. Earn your money.
Get in the bin.
Earn your money. You only got to dodge pizza boxes.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and get an extra $45,000 off your dream McDonald Jones home. Only for a limited time. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
Finally, we've found out what's really the whole basis behind Risey's hair.
I'm exhausted just looking at this.
It's ridiculous.
Mm.
Well, the reason we say that, Risey never does his hair, but we know why, because he has no time.
Well, you've just shown us a little to-do list that you keep on your phone.
That is ridiculous.
It's a list of things. It looks like a list of a carpenter's work for an entire year.
Yeah.
And this is your personal little to-do list at home.
Yeah, wife wants this done before Christmas, I think.
Yeah, that's the point I was about to make. Bet he didn't write it.
No,
I did not write any of this. Literally did not write a thing of this.
Build new shelves in kitchen pantry, paint back doors, oil back deck, finish front garden, IKEA flatbacks for kids' rooms coming up 26th November. Disassemble kids' beds, paint upstairs skirting board, paint cupboard skirting, finish turfing backyard. Does she pay you for all this?
You know what's your to-do list? Yeah. Go home, have nap, walk back to go to Dan Murphy's.
Can I get your life, please?
Yeah, and I wrote my own.
And I love the last one on his list.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest one.
Paint whole exterior of house.
It's already painted. It looks fine as it is. She just wants a colour change.
Well, for Christmas. She wants it all spick and span for Christmas when the fam come over.
You've nailed it on the head.
Oh, my God, Rice.
What you don't
do. We need to have an intervention.
On Lucy, or me for doing
it. No, on Lucy.
She's
got to calm that farm.
Exactly, I know.
Does she not realise your life insurance is not worth nearly as much as hers? She's running you into an early grave.
That's what it's all about, I think. I think that's what it's all about.
Is this while you're minding your four kids?
Exactly. How am I supposed to do this? I've got no time as it is.
See, I have a to-do list. It's not nearly as extensive as that.
What's on
And
that?
It's a little bit more than yours, Steve. I'm kind of like in the middle.
Okay.
But the way I do mine on my phone is make sure I've got one of those little clear circles beside it so I can tick it off once it's done.
Oh, I reckon EP
God,
Nikki
you're fun.
EP Nikki would have that as well.
I love hanging out with you, T.
And do you love ticking them off? Does it give you so much joy? And
I leave the ticked off ones down the bottom.
Yep.
Well, it goes there automatically anyway.
Give me the... Give me
be careful. Don't read them all.
Don't tick any off that haven't been done, Steve.
Mine are just
basic. Won't read that one.
What is
it? Won't read that one either.
Mine are just
God,
Bob
that's, I think that's illegal. okay. No, I can't read any of them. I can't read. Her to-do list is all full of surprises.
It is,
actually.
So
I don't want to give it away on air for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like gifts and things.
Oh,
yeah,
no, perfect.
See,
yeah.
See how I filter them?
But I know a lot of husbands and wives have to-do lists that are written by their partner. And they're just, you know what I mean? And they, like, I go to my brother's house, open the pantry door, his to-do list. His to-do list is longer than mine.
I can tell you, right, I remember, and this is, and you know my memory's a bit faded sometimes, 2 years, 9 months and 3 days ago, I came out and there was a to-do list on the fridge.
Take back Steve's keys. Was that what it said?
Well, no, there was a list and I wrote at the bottom, ta-da. Telling the guys yesterday, I saw this fact that said listening to sad music when you're feeling sad can actually make you happier. I disagree, but that's apparently a medical and psychological fact that you can sometimes cheer yourself up with a sad song.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know.
What do you consider a sad song?
Oh, I've got a cracker.
What is it?
Sit back.
What?
Sit back and be prepared to be cheered up, Tanya.
What is it?
It's goodbye, my friend. It's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky.
Terrible. You don't know this Terry Jack song. He spends the entire song saying goodbye to everybody.
Yeah, well, he's about to die. So he thought he'd write a song saying ta-da.
And that's supposed to cheer you up.
Oh, God, love. Geez, I'm having a good day now. Yeah. Isn't it funny when it first come out and you're a kid and you don't really get it and then later on you go, oh.
Yeah.
Because it sounds a bit happy.
It does. It's got a bit of a nice bop.
Please pray for me. Oh, wow. So he goes through everybody, you know.
His little girl.
Girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
The guy that sold him a car.
That is sad.
What are you, Laura? What's your sad one?
Okay, so when you asked me to find a sad song, this to me is so sad because Harry Chapin... You know the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This was a personal experience, this song.
I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you.
See, he'd spent the first half of the song telling his kid that he was too busy to play with him, to be with him.
Yeah.
And then it all turns around when he becomes elderly and his child is too busy to spend time.
Harry was trying to teach that lesson in the 70s. Yeah.
He certainly was. And sadly, Harry Chapin died in 1981.
Thanks for that.
That's all right. So he actually never got to see his children grow up.
No, he didn't.
That is sad.
It was.
In a car accident.
Yes. That's exactly right.
You got a sad one, Rise, because the standard go-to for me, I dug deep for Terry Jacks, to be honest with you. But the standard one is always R.E.M.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody hurts. But it doesn't matter. They could be singing about winning the lottery. It's the tone of the song.
It is true.
Everybody hurts. Take comfort in your
pride. Certainly hope everyone's feeling cheery.
Oh, you've got a sad song you'd like to suggest.
I feel great.
Give us a call now. We want to hear your sad songs. 1-3-3-5 for everyone we speak to goes in the draw for our 10K Christmas. That'll cheer you up.
Yeah, it's definitely a list. It's the list of the saddest songs of all time. You can add to our list.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you right now.
I'm sorry, but I dare you to beat Goodbye, Papa, It's Hard to Die. Or Please Pray for Me. Wow.
Oh, that's
Let's hear them, though. I like hearing what people think are sad songs.
Okay, I've got another one while we're waiting for the calls.
Yep.
Eric Clapton.
Don't play that.
So sorry, but it is. God. It's one of the saddest songs of all time.
Oh, and it's written about his little boy, wasn't
Connor,
it?
Connor,
yeah.
Who fell from the 53rd floor when he was just 4 years old.
Oh.
Did you know my
name?
It's awful.
If I saw you in heaven,
You started it.
I feel bad putting the challenge up because you just beat Terry Jacks, as far as I'm concerned.
That's got to be
at least it was Terry going himself, not his little boy.
It is
a devastating song.
Dan's at Broadmeadow. Add to our sad song list, Dan.
Oh, sorry. We'll go to Dan now.
That's all right.
Helps if I answer it. There you go.
Sure. Hey, Dan, what's your song?
Just what I was saying, nice subject you guys got going on a nice, gloomy, rainy day.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Steve's feeling a little bit down today.
A little bit melancholy.
Yeah, it's not the greatest subject, but Last Kiss by Pearl Jam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dan, yeah. I've got a little bit here.
Got an uplifting beat. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah. Hopefully
have a good afternoon.
You
anyway.
Too.
See, Dan, when I first heard that, I thought he just lost her at Katara or something. You know, I didn't realize it was. Hello, Sue, what's yours?
James Blake, Goodbye, My Lover.
Yeah.
It makes me cry every time.
Well, let's make Sue cry, shall we?
Oh, I don't have it in our system.
No.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. There you go.
You may be the one.
Thank you, Sue.
I can't believe you haven't got a James Blake song.
Thank you.
I know.
What sort of a radio station is this, Dan?
I don't know what's happening there.
Kim's at Aberdare. What should be added to the saddest songs of all time list, Kimmy?
How Do I Live Without You?
Tricia Yearwood.
With his Trisha song. Well done, Rose.
Yeah. Hey, he's up on that. Is that a breakup or a death?
No, I played it at my son's funeral.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Kim.
Yeah. Stephen.
Yeah, I know.
This is the saddest segment we've done.
I know. When he played it, there were tears were welling up in my eyes.
Poor darling.
Yeah, sorry, Kim.
That's horrible.
Yeah, Thank you, Kim. I did start this by saying that the stat didn't seem right to me.
No.
It said it would cheer us up.
There's no shortage of people wanting to tell us, though.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. Sad song?
Yeah, Dancing in the Sky by Danny and Lizzie.
Don't know that one.
No. Yeah, it's more off YouTube, though. We had it for my partner's funeral when he passed away.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful song, and it's just very heartfelt when it comes to remembering.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Joe.
See, I wasn't going to go for my obvious one with my mum, but while we're there...
What is it?
Supermarket Flowers, Ed Sheeran.
Stop.
I mean...
Oh. So beautiful.
Oh! If anyone loses a mum...
I know.
It is the go-to...
I haven't heard that.
It says everything,
doesn't
it?
My girlfriend had the same just a few months ago.
It says everything.
Yeah. Have you never heard it, Ryan?
No, I've never heard it.
Yeah.
I'll have to have
it's very
listen.
Sad. One more? Darren?
We got Darren there?
Yep.
Hey, Darren?
Good morning, team. How are you?
Very well. What's your sad song, Darren?
It's England's Rose, Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
As in Goodbye, Norma Jean?
Yeah.
Goodbye, English Rose?
Yeah, the Princess Diana version. Yeah, I've still got... Yeah. I bought a single of that, Darren. I think a lot of us did because it all went to charity at the time.
It'll tear you up every time.
It does.
Thanks, Darren, for the call. Really appreciate it.
I was more of a fan of the original, but...
why don't we go out with a glass of Shardy in hand and our very large knickers on?
Okay. Not sure what that means.
It was the Celine Dion version, but never mind. Do you remember that? Richard Jones' Diary? No?
That's Eric Carr. Oh, no, I know the song.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think. Is that Eric Carr?
It is Eric Carr.
Yeah, good.
But Celine Dion did the Bridget Jones version.
Oh,
and you've got to be in your big undies with lots of Shardy.
I was going to say, thank God he found the Eric Carr version. Because nothing would make me sadder than Celine Dion ruining it.
Imagine if I had a Celine Dion song, but not a James Blunt song. That would have been.
She'd be doing. Terrible. Oh, my. She overdoes
it. It's iconic, though, that scene.
It's a great scene. Yeah, you're right. Nothing like being in your big undies drinking your wine, I see.
I don't know if that study's true there, Steve.
No.
Sad songs cheer you up.
They brought me down.
What's wrong with this? I'm having a ball. This is great. Look at this for a text from my daughter Jasmine in Holland. Dad, do you realise I'm turning 27 next year and I haven't seen you since I was 24?
Oh,
that's sad.
And I wrote back, well. Love, kind regards, father. No, but, you know, like, when you put it in that context.
Yeah.
of time. Yeah, I mean, I know. We talk years and we talk COVID and we talk all that sort of stuff. So what happened was she did a visit, as we all know, mm-hmm. and then there's always that next year, and then next year came. And yeah. it didn't happen, and then we're down.
We're down another year.
I'm sure, Michael, your husband's the same with his Irish family and your Irish family, so to speak. But well, it's the overseas thing. I get the interstate thing.
Sure.
But the overseas thing's tough.
I hope Mike won't mind me telling you this, but on Sunday we were putting the Christmas tree up, listening to Christmas music.
Yep.
And Joni Mitchell's River came on.
Right.
Now, if you're not aware of that song, every man and his dog has recorded it at some point. It's kind of like a Christmas crossover song, really sad.
Yep.
And I looked over and the poor bugger's crying.
Yeah.
Because of not just the family, but just the people that he's missed, the funerals that he's missed.
Of course.
And it's playing on his mind.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And yet, with the borders we're talking about opening and in and out, and on that, with your family and with my daughter, I'm still, and nor is she in any hurry, to travel overseas.
Yeah.
We're just not.
Yeah. See, we are. We're in a hurry.
Oh, we're in a hurry, but we're just not going to.
Yeah. You've talked me out of it this Christmas because of getting stuck somewhere. Mm. But we're going to definitely do something mid-year because his parents are getting too old.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
See, I just keep saying to Desmond, do not get married and don't have a kid.
Just wait.
Yeah. How long are you going to put that poor girl on hold? Because I know your ploy. It's not because, it's because you're a daddy. And she hasn't got a ring on it. She's with her flatmate.
Well, he's a lovely flatmate, too.
He's been a great flatmate.
A lovely flatmate, yes. imagine that.
Wow.
Then, of course, I would go. So you remove our family. Just remove that. The ones that are just nipping off for a holiday.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah.
I know. Well, interestingly, I love my stats, 36% of New South Wales people have actually booked an overseas holiday for Christmas.
There you are.
So one in three people.
For this Christmas?
This Christmas.
Yeah.
80% of us are going to holiday within the state.
Yep.
And less number, about 70%, are holidaying across a border.
Mm. Yep.
So they've got the confidence to cross a border now.
I'm finding it hard enough just to get into Queensland.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
And make sure you're prepared to pay that $150 because Anastasia won't back down or Darth won't back down.
Just explain that again because we do know, particularly a lot of people listen to us have that, you know, either a Queensland holiday or Queensland family.
Yep.
What is it?
So basically, they won't back down. You will have to get the proper pathology test, COVID test, to cross that Queensland border. And this is from December 17, and it will cost you a minimum of $145, $150, depending on where you go. You can't go to a free clinic that we have been doing all along and present that test. You have to go to a pathologist and pay for it.
I still don't, but there's no logic to it.
There's none.
A test is a test.
I know. They've been good enough for our state all along, but they're not good enough for Queensland.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
And is that per person?
Per
person. Even if you have like a 6-year-old kid, an 8-year-old kid, and oh my gosh.
So if you've got like, you know, mum, dad, three kids.
Oh, yeah. You're not going anywhere, right?
No, there's $750 that you didn't want to have to spend minimum.
There you go.
That's crazy.
Risey.
I know.
Byron Bay's booked out. If you want to go to Surfers Paradise, you're going to have to pay millions.
Holiday at home it is. Sounds pretty good.
Do you know, one of the worst things that ever happened to you was Deanna.
Whoa.
You better fix this up fast.
I will. I should reframe it and say the worst thing that happened to me was Deanna.
Okay.
Because.
I know. I think that's enough, Sid. We understand where you're heading here.
Yeah. No.
You little tiger. No. But I'm sorry, T. I know. We're just going to have to remain work friends.
No, I mean that when you two got together, that thwarted my evil plan to put you on a Plenty of Fish or an eHarmony. So,
because
you didn't need it.
No,
you found Deanna and you didn't need to go there.
I would like to think I didn't need it at any stage. I'm quite the stud. And I couldn't find a photo fake enough, to be honest with you.
Well, yes, that's exactly where I'm going with
Remember
this.
Remember when I sent you that photo of me with the shirt off holding a fish? Yes. And you said, I'll never be able to unsee that.
Yeah. Because I was talking to a girlfriend over the weekend and she's in that world right now.
Yeah.
Right? Marriage is over. Kids are almost grown. But she's very much in it. And I said, do people, I mean, we see it in movies and it's supposed to be funny, but do people really fake it on these dating websites? And she's like, oh my God, yes, of course they do.
I guess, look, it's ridiculous unless you're after just a quickie.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to long-term you very long if they catch you out straight away that you're lying.
Funny you say that, because she was dating a guy for about 7 months, and throughout that 7 months, some of the stuff, she didn't care about it at the start, like the lies that were told.
Yeah.
But as the relationship wore on, it was like an unravelling. It was almost like, okay, well, what are we going to learn today about you that wasn't true? You know?
Yeah.
So the fakeness really is out there, and I don't know how people navigate it.
No. Well, I wondered the other way too. Is it that bad that you feel like you got to lie because what you don't believe in yourself, you've got enough to offer?
Oh, that's awful.
But I mean that due to society pushing
down. Yeah, pressures.
Down. Well, this time I want a man with the money, and this time I want a man with blah, yeah, or woman with blah, blah, or woman, yeah, with blah. I don't know.
Right. You're not really going to find out if they're lying to you until you actually agree to go on a date with them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Reckon? And that could be the hook part of the lie.
That's what, yep, I mean, yeah, yeah.
And then you try and keep them, but I reckon it definitely happens a lot.
So can we throw it out, though?
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm really curious. Have you gone on a date and then realised, no, half the stuff on this profile was not right?
Yeah.
Or even the photo.
Or was going to say, even rocking up and going, well, hang on, that person isn't... Oh, you're supposed to be that person.
Yeah.
You look nothing like my photo.
If it's happened to you, we'd love to talk to you. 1-333-53. Everyone we speak to right now goes in the draw for Tanya and Steve's 10K Christmas, $10,000 worth of Christmas presents. Give us a call and tell us your stories about the online dating world.
How fake is it?
Yeah. Never mind the dating world. Lately, with the filters, I'm finding it hard to recognise friends. I mean... Wait a minute, I saw you Thursday, you didn't look like that.
I know.
It's out of control, the filters.
I know, I'm sorry, I've got to stop it.
Yeah, would you? Yeah. I don't recognise you. Look like that, what's her name, that cat lady.
Yeah.
No, but have you noticed that?
Yeah, I know.
The filters are out of control.
It's silly because we're going to see you.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Just stop it.
Belinda, you're brave. What happens in the online dating world?
Basically, you turn up and if you meet someone who's wearing glasses or a hat in their photo, you generally find out they've got no hair. if they're not smiling, they're missing teeth.
That's a general
rule of thumb.
There you go.
Any others we should be aware of?
Oh, there's something for everything.
And Belinda, I'd like to point out to you that bald men are very attractive.
I'm sure they are.
So shut up.
have you deciphered when they write certain things about, you know, their life, their job, what it actually means? Is there a problem there as well?
Oh, yeah. If they're looking for a new opportunity, they're probably not working. and half the time they're either living on someone's lounge or... living with their parents and...
Yeah, honest with you, Belinda, I'm starting to wonder what you're swiping for because I'm sure there's more men out there that are just not sleeping on lounges that are bald with no teeth.
I just find all the good ones.
Obviously.
Well, Belinda, you're in the draw for our 10K Christmas. Thanks for giving us a call. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my God, Renee.
Do not listen to Belinda. There's more men out there.
Hey, Renee, how fake is the online dating world?
Oh, extremely.
Oh, really?
Why? Tell us.
So I was talking to a guy for a couple of months and been out on a few dates. And the night he asked to make it official, like to be official girlfriend, boyfriend status, his fiancé and two kids rocked up to the date.
Oh, my God!
No way.
Oh, my God, what happened? What happened?
Yeah. Well, she got out the car and she was like, who are you? And I'm like, who are you? And she's like, I'm the fiancé. And I'm like, oh, I'm the girlfriend.
Oh, wow. And, okay, what did he do?
He took off.
That's very manly of him.
Yeah, took off in the car, never saw him again.
Oh, neither did the fiancé.
Oh, my God, yep. Renee.
He's on a breakfast date as we speak right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did it put you off online dating or...?
Oh, for sure.
How long did you just said, you know, you're making it official. So how many dates did you have before that happened?
I think we had about four.
What a scumbag.
Yes.
Wow. Oh,
I think you're being a bit harsh. He's just playing his cards.
did this happen in Newcastle, Renee, or was this like here? Like,
yeah, no, Maitland.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So Maitland's a small kind of community. Yeah. You'll
get back.
Wow, thank you, Renee. You're definitely in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
Imagine if he's listening now, he's going, oh, God, yeah, guys, what a day. Hello, Bonnie.
Hello.
Fake online. What's it like trying to date, Bonnie?
It is terrible. I am now in a long-term relationship, but when I first divorced at 44, it was like this. And when I separated at the start of this year and went back online, it was worse.
Really?
The worse? Scams,
worse. Okay. There are so many scams. Some of them are funny.
Yeah.
But
okay, share one of those with us.
It's not just guys that tell the stories, though.
Yeah.
The stories guys tell you that women tell.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I just totally feel sorry for anybody that is trying to online date at the moment.
Oh, that's awful. So not even the ones that you pay, like people pay a bit of a premium for, they don't even keep the scammers out, Bonnie?
No, and the sites are not even accurate. You say no smoking and 6 foot tall or whatever, and every time someone that smokes or is 4'9" or whatever you said you didn't want, they still put them through. And I feel sorry for the guys because mostly it's them that has to pay.
Yeah.
See, women get it free a lot of the time, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're in a relationship now, though?
Yes.
Oh, which good was for you.
Did come from online, so there are still some good stories out there.
Good
stuff. Okay.
Thanks, well,
that is true. You do hear good stories.
Imagine that. His fiancée and two kids turn up. You're like, who are you? Well, no, who are you?
I'm sorry, I've moved on from that. No gender bias in blokes having to pay them, chicks don't. What the hell's going on? Hey? Where's the pay gap? Where's the pay gap in that one?
I think it's because you'll find that most guys are the scammers.
Oh, God.
Says she who's never been online dating. Yet. Yet.
Oh, okay. It's a warning to you, Michael, if you're listening to that.
That's right.
Remember, Mike's going away. I'm taking a lover.
Oh, you are taking a lover.
That's right. Yeah. You're going to say that one too many times on air. You know that, aren't you?
No, I know, and you'll leave me for good.
No, I'm just talking about your Facebook messenger going on.
Ding, 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 ding.
G'day, Tanya. I'm 4'9", smoked and bald with no teeth.
I hear you're taking a lover. Triple M.